Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nordman, Strophy running the show. We're with you, 94.5 ESPN and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And just because he did it his first time yesterday, might be worth going to our sister station, 620 WTMJ and the Brewers Radio Network.
Over by second, Yelich got himself a base hit.
Attaboy!
Hey.
He's back, baby!
So Yelly extends the inning to Contreras.
Get in rhythm.
Hit it off the glove of Jack.
Courtesy of 620 WTMJ.
So what inning
are we in? The Brewers are tied 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth.
So what is this in Brewers,
man? I mean, man, this is they're at the 50-yard line and there's 2 seconds left. No, there's enough time for two plays. Probably 12 seconds.
Why the 50-yard line?
Hail Marys, baby.
Because they're close. They're close. But they got to get one play to get into field goal range and or you try to Hail Mary.
But you okay. So what if they get another hit?
They probably then got to the 40-yard line, 57-yard field goal.
What do you mean? 2 seconds? You can't.
Yeah, try a field goal, a long field goal.
Can you do something in 2 seconds? Can you catch the football and throw it?
No, they got 12 seconds now.
He said, wait a minute.
I was wrong. I said 2 seconds. I was like, no, 12. No, 12. So enough room for one play to get into field goal
this
position.
I see why you left Bear. It wasn't by choice. It's a lie. Thank God y'all came calling.
Yeah, seriously. He's messing up all these portfolios.
Don't say that. It's your former employer,
I love my clients. They're great hands. You only get the best with Baird.
You need his address? I'll tell you where he lives if you messed up your portfolio. Did you actually go to IU?
Sell.
Did you actually go to IU?
Yeah.
So he claimed.
IU. Exactly.
So now I'm going to turn it. So here's the problem, Kyle. The way we started the show was Strofe made us do something I really didn't want to do. And I'll take ownership of that. That's on me. And
make the catch.
What did he just do? Strofe, I need you to calm down.
No, seriously.
Strofe's popping in and out of it.
I literally need you to calm down.
I need you to simmer down.
You popped up, you fist pumped, and then you put the Brewers Radio Network over the air without giving me a chance to set it up. And all I heard was it was caught. Show your face.
And they are in the 10th inning now.
My man needs to chill. All right.
We didn't get the first down. Overtime.
Bro,
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to lose it.
What do we got next, Ben?
Yeah. What do we have next?
Right now?
Yeah.
What do you mean next? I mean, it's supposed to be right now, but we spent 4 minutes doing God knows what.
What do we have now, Ben?
Well, what I was going to say was the problem with the start of the show is he got us into Brewers math.
He did.
It ruined your brain.
It did.
Brad got all excited.
Yeah.
Then we went to Wheel of Strofe, which
awful.
Stunk until the end.
Yeah, the ship is sinking on that already.
And then we get to here, and Brad still wants to bring up Brewers math.
It's the perfect time.
And then
to
I'm supposed
it.
To go to a segment that involves Brad, and how am I supposed to trust Brad to do the segment
I told
based
y'all.
Off where his brain
I'm a
is?
Pro. I'm a pro.
I told y'all.
And then we got to hear Brad out next.
Oh, wait, this is a Brad segment going into a Brad segment? Oh,
no, I'll bring it back. I know I'm the one that's sort of disrupting this whole thing. Let's talk about Badger football. I'm serious. I'm serious about Badger football. Now, that's something that I can get real serious about as we wait for the Brewers to enter overtime.
Don't even stop staying,
okay.
Brewers.
Let
You're
me,
banned
okay.
from
Brewers,
using
until
the B
we
word
have something
today.
To react to, I'll wait on talking about anything Brewers math because I'm serious about this topic. We talked yesterday about the Wisconsin Badgers. They're over-under for the year is 5.5 games.
I don't want to hear your numbers either.
It's 5.5. Okay, sorry. 5.5. How about I'm going to pull up the other teams that also had 5.5 over-unders. Listen to this. Are these programs you guys want to be associated with? For college football. Arizona, Arkansas, Boston College,
ooh.
Cal, Michigan State, Rutgers,
ooh.
Syracuse, Central Florida, UCLA, Vanderbilt, and Wisconsin. Those are the Power Four college football programs that all have an over-under of win total of 5.5 games.
Boo, boo.
When I hear Wisconsin in a class of those game of those teams,
Rutgers,
I get concerned.
In Michigan State right now?
Syracuse.
They had a good season last year.
UCF had that one good year. But, you look at that, and I'm just concerned about where the program is going. Now, I'll always be a Badger fan. I'll always bleed red, bleed Cardinal. But when I said yesterday I'm concerned about the program's direction if they fall under 5.5 games, NIL funding might dry up, ticket renewals, all these things that can cascade. We put on social media. We had it on the show. There was a range of reaction. A lot of people said, their words. Fickle's a fraud. This had programs that heading in the wrong direction. It's going to be more like 3 games. So that is asserting pressure. There was also a contingent that was saying, hey, are you a real fan? A real fan stays a fan through the bad years. It's only been 2 years. Let him grow the program. You're being too impatient. So I'm just curious, and I'm curious where you guys stand as far as saying going into this year, is it pressure or patience for Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin Badger program? Because I'm trying to find a way to insert patience into myself because I don't have it right now.
It's okay, for the record, to be a fan and to be wrong about being a fan. Like, I can be a fan of Badger football, be very impatient by saying this is the third year of Luke Fickell. They have a 5.5 win total. I don't care who the schedule is. There's an expectation we're paying somebody $7.8 million after the amount of time he's had to be more competitive than they are. And if they are more competitive than I think they're going to be, it's okay for me to be a fan and be wrong. Now, you could be either one, but I would tell you, it's probably pretty stupid to be on the patient side based off the evidence that we have and based off how you can see other teams in college football turn it around quicker. They lost 2 years trying to build an identity with Phil Longo. You can't rebuild a football program with a new offensive coordinator and a new identity and a new shift in 1 year after you've had 2 years of paying somebody the most you've ever paid the head coach for 2 years. And now in year three, you're going to be like, all right, yep, have patience. Have patience for what? How should I have faith? You tell me why I should have faith. You tell me why I should have faith, and then I'll listen.
Well, and the only reason that people would say, you got to give him more time was he said, these are all Coach Chris guys, right? He doesn't have his guys in there. This is year three in a transfer portal environment. Like, these are all his guys. And honestly, the guys that got drafted, like Jack Nelson and Hunter Waller, those were the studs last year. Those were Chris guys. You don't have those guys anymore. So these are all completely Luke Fickell guys and completely Luke Fickell handpicked coaches. And it's all his team now. So I'm on your side, Ben, where it's like patience. That's what the first 2 years were. Year three is where we start to turn it around because I'm looking at Nebraska, I'm looking at Indiana, other Big Ten teams that have been able to turn around faster than Wisconsin.
I got so sick of when I called the Badgers out and Fickell out a little bit. They're like, I brought up Indiana as example. Like, look at Kurt Cignetti. They're like, well, look at his schedule. The Badgers, year one, had a very similar schedule to what Kurt Cignetti did in year one. Last year, it was
good
tougher.
Point.
But it was also year two. And so now, after you've had a year, it was a softer schedule, a year in which, again, it was a tough schedule, but you still got routed by Iowa 42-10. That score is ingrained in my brain. Iowa 42-10. And then you lose to Nebraska by a ton. You lose to Minnesota. Tell me why I should have patience. Because when there's something that's happening that is unacceptable from any standard of any coach that's been to a college football playoff like Luke Fickell's have been, or if you are a Badger that has seen success, that is not okay by anyone's standard.
Yeah, so this is it, fellas. I'm just telling you this right now, is that it's all pressure. It's complete pressure. Yes, Indiana is a great excuse. I don't care that Indiana had a little softer schedule. They still beat average football teams and some good football teams.
And they destroyed some average football teams.
They you absolutely are putting up points in year one, right? And then on top of that, when you look at Arizona State sucked 2 years ago, right? Their coach was in year two this year, and what did he do? He was able to go 11-3 and compete in the college football playoffs. They didn't get blown out in the college football playoff. They competed in the college football playoff. So when I look at this Badger football program, I think about the talent on the roster. It's one thing if Wisconsin was bringing in recruits from all these top schools, but when I have to look at a list, and it's not the only guys that are coming. When I look at a list that says a transfer from Hawaii, a transfer from Central Michigan University, a transfer from Jacksonville State, a transfer from Idaho, a transfer from Missouri State, a transfer from a Division III school. Now knock on these kids. It's not personal against y'all. But if these kids were really, really talented, they would have not had to start at these other different places, right? Wisconsin is getting basically the guys that are left over. They're not getting the top tier guys. So what you're going to see is you're not going to see a program that's going to take a next step because they're not getting cream of the crop type guys. Billy Edwards Jr. is the quarterback that you're bringing in. He was the quarterback at Maryland last year who, newsflash, didn't make a bowl game. So what in the world makes you think that Wisconsin out of nowhere is going to be able to turn it around when they don't have a great quarterback, when they don't have somebody who's very talented at that position? He's a good kid, I'm sure. And I'm sure he's okay at football, but he's not a guy that's going to take the Badgers to win 10, 11 games this year. He's not going to take you down to Alabama, to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to get a victory. He's going to take you down there to get ran out of the dang arena or ran out of the stadium. And so the issue I have with the Wisconsin Badgers is the fact that there's a lot of pressure on Luke Fickell, and I know he ain't going to rise to the occasion because he doesn't have the roster to rise to the occasion. Do y'all feel that? You know what you feel? Nothing, because we have a lack of feeling that this team is actually going to do something.
What do I feel?
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
You're like, you're right. There's no passion.
Void.
We are a hopeless fan base, and that's the saddest thing for Wisconsin because we have not won a national championship, I don't think, ever for college football.
Ever.
But we always had hope. Right, I understand that having hope, it gives you something to cheer for. But we haven't had to deal with a team that we're talking about maybe getting to a bowl game. Never. This is the first year ever, where we have a full consensus on probably all shows here on ESPN Wisconsin, where everybody believes Wisconsin will be lucky to make a bowl game this year.
Well,
Wisconsin will be lucky.
Yeah. Keep Mark Tauscher out of this.
Well, I can't speak for, you know what? I don't know what's in Mark's head, but I know what's in his heart.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's powerful.
That's deep.
You guys may have touched on this. Who's the starting running back?
Probably Darian Dupree, or Dylan.
Cade Iaquemelli, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan
wow.
Jones.
Wow, that's like Monte Ball and James White all over again.
There was Monte Ball, James White, and Melvin.
And
that was crazy. Now we're just reminiscing.
I mean, even Chez Belusi and Braylon Allen was fun for a minute.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And John Clay was on his way out.
Now, I think Dupree can be solid. But he's going to be a Heisman finalist.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Their running game is going to be decent, but is the offensive line going to be good? Right? Like, this isn't the same Wisconsin football team. They have no identity, fellas. Like, they legitimately have no identity. You have kids on the roster that don't play for the W because they're just coming in here for a bag. You lost. You don't have a fence around Wisconsin anymore. You're not keeping kids at home. You've done a poor job at recruiting and developing kids. So at this point, it's just a revolving door of average players, which gets you average results on the football field, which is why your team didn't make a bowl game last year. I'm telling y'all this right now. Those last three games that they lost, when they lost to Iowa, when they lost to Nebraska, and when they lost to Minnesota, that told me everything I need to know about the direction of the program. He couldn't get them boys hyped up to play in important games that not only were games where you can potentially win trophies, play for pride, but play for opportunity to go to a bowl game. They didn't give a damn.
The Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa losses, inexcusable.
Can't say it ain't different. It just is. And the way it happened, even more so. But I do know that Road America has events that go into September. So, I mean, if things start bad, ugly against, you got something to do. Like, go to the 4 mile road course, 4 mile plus. I mean, it's amazing there. They have concession stands everywhere, clean bathrooms. Kids are free if they're 16 and under with a paying adult at the gate. It's affordable family fun at Road America. And up next, you have the WeatherTech Chicago. And that is June 6th through the 8th. Come for the experience, stay for the race. It has been amazing since 1955. And it's more than just a racetrack. It is a place for you to bring family, friends, corporate events, go-karting. You go all across the racetrack. You can go to turn one and then be like, you know what, I want to check out turn 12. Guess what? You can do it. You can go drive around the inside of the racetrack, get in and out through the tunnels. It's convenient. It's fun. It's fast. It's delicious. Check out Road America. RoadAmerica.com for tickets. Hear Brad out, but I will say if the Brewers do anything in the bottom of the 10th and make a comeback, we're jumping in if you're stinks, so it better be good.
Oh, it's good.
That's what you say a lot. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Listen, Diana, that's her name. Listen, we all about positive manifestation. I like you, Diana. All it is negative. Criticize, Kyle. criticize.
Auntie Diana.
I love you, Kyle.
Love you too, girl.
I love you, Kyle.
I love you too. That's what I'm talking about. The real Packer Nation.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strofe running the show. That was the most complete I felt all show. Talking a little Badger football with former punter Brad Nortman. Big fan Kyle Wallace and emotional fan Ben Bruss when it comes to the Wisconsin Badgers. I will say that.
Been a real downer today.
Me?
Who else?
I'm going to hit you.
Okay. Prove my point.
I mean, rightfully so. I mean, it's been a mess.
It's been a fun first half of the show.
You say that,
Strofe. You've been a mess. Your whole new game that you played sucks. I mean, I'll be honest. You know, I love you, but it sucks so far. Yeah.
The only good thing about the new segment is us saying
Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe.
That's the only good thing.
It's the only good thing. And that's, what was that, 2 seconds?
That was 2 seconds.
I do love those 2 seconds, though.
Yeah, Brad, okay. Yeah, Brad.
You do.
Thanks, Brad.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line, and you usually want to have that handy when it's time to hear Brad out.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys. Pretty good. You know what? We throw up, problems here. I come with solutions. That is what Hear Brad Out is. That's what this has become. So we've been a little critical of the Wisconsin Badger football program, but I've got solutions. You know what that solutions is? It's money. How do they possibly get more NIL dollars? Then maybe we can get the transfers from Alabama or Georgia or Ohio State. So I came up with 3 solutions to increase the Wisconsin Badgers' NIL funds. And I think that they need $20 million more dollars per year. I think $20 million more dollars per year will get them to be a top, based on what I know vaguely about the NIL.
Yeah.
That will get them to the top.
How are you going
to
get this?
And I got 3 things I'm going to implement to get them to $20 million each and every year.
I want to hear it.
I admit I didn't know there was going to be so much math early in the show. There's a little bit of math on this first one.
I'm going to try
to keep it super simple. The first one is powerful. The last two are super fun. First one. I call it the Quick Trip Roundup. You guys know when you guys go to checkout and you have like $25 and 35 cents and it says, do you want to round up?
I always say no.
You want to round up
for good cause.
So now Brad is taking money from good causes to make the Badger football program
better. Ben, you're interrupting. This is Hear Brad Out. Hear Brad Out. So what's more Wisconsin than Quick Trip? So it's the Quick Trip Roundup. When you go to fill up your gas or you go to buy yourself a little quickery bakery type thing, then it'll ask you to round up. I did a little bit of research on how many transactions Quick Trip has. I was deep into research. Guys, okay, we've talked so much math. I don't want to go too much into detail, but it's astounding.
All right, hit me. Come on. We're already deep. Let's get deeper.
Quick Trip has 11.5 million customers per week. 11.5 million. That's over 872 locations. Now, some of those locations are
across the country.
506 of them are Wisconsin. 506. So just the Wisconsin per week, and then taken down per day, is 1,885. One Quick Trip location has 1,885 transactions. So if you take that times the stores, you get three. And then times 365 days, you get 358 million transactions right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
So I got 1,885.
Yep. So if you multiply that times 365 days,
that's the amount of stores that we have.
Well, so No, that's how many transactions per store.
Transactions per store so, by 365 days.
Yep, and then times 506 locations. That's 358 million transactions right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Now, even if 10% of those transactions, so 90% say no, 10% do it.
And that's 10% of the 358 million transactions round up.
That's about 36 million transactions times 49 cents. That's the average roundup.
Average, okay.
$17 million. $17 million with the Quick Trip roundup.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty good, right?
And that's assuming,
I just want to make sure your math's mathing.
That's assuming. We can check it now in the break. But that's assuming 90% say no.
Okay. 90.
So again, really quick.
That's assuming 90% say no, you still get 17 million?
On a 49 cent roundup average.
1,885 transactions per day at any one Quick Trip.
Okay, come
on
now.
There's 506 Quick Trips.
Okay, so what's number two?
Okay, number two. This is where it gets even better. So that's 17 million. We got 3 million more to go.
Okay, now come on.
Badger roasts. Okay. You roast Luke Fickell one year. The next year, the Tom Brady roast was a huge success. You roast Luke Fickell.
I don't know
if
Luke Fickell is going to walk away from a roast.
You roast.
You're losing your bum.
You roast Russell Wilson. That would be a fun roast. You roast J.J. Watt.
Okay.
You roast Alvarez.
Okay, we get it. How much money is you bring
so
in?
So you're
now?
A direct consumer. Direct to consumer, $2 to live stream it at $1.99. That's fairly reasonable. I think 1 million people would watch that. There's 6 million people in Wisconsin.
I think we just stop at Quick Trip.
No, but
take the 17 million.
Okay, let the fundraisers
do the rest.
We need more money.
We do need more money. So I think 1 million
Billy
people
Edwards,
would buy
it.
That's
2
million
it
people.
People are already complaining about all these streaming services for every sport, and now you're trying to get them to stream a roast?
But one roast for $2. Who wouldn't want to see Russell Wilson roasted? For $2.
I'll just watch
just
the clips on
right
social
here.
Media.
No, well, you know, this would be formal. Everybody watch the
okay,
Brady roast.
Okay, so wait a minute. Okay, wait, so with the roast, yes. Or should I wait? Let me stop. This is here, Brad.
Okay,
out.
So we got Quick Trip Roundup. We got Badger Roasts. And finally, Camp Randall Carnival. Camp Randall Carnival. No,
come on.
I'm serious.
Bro, you always start out so damn good.
Yeah,
no,
man.
This, we need a final million. We're at 19. We need a final $1 million to 20. Here's what I'm thinking. Guys, this is going to be fun.
No.
A long weekend. Camp Randall. The indoor and the field turns into a carnival. You got Whack-A-Gopher instead of Whack-A-Mole.
That's pretty good. That's a good idea.
That's pretty good.
That's a good idea. You got
Duck Hunt, but Oregon Duck Hunt. Bang. You nail
too.
It.
That's very good.
Jump Around Bounce House.
Oh, okay.
Get it. They're jumping around
you're,
in the bounce house.
You're cooking with these ideas. Not going to lie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you dunk a badger. You're trying to catch passes and catch punts. Fireworks at the end of it. I think a Friday night. A full day Saturday and a full day Sunday, you get 100,000 people. You get 100,000 people, $10 per person, that's $1 million. So you got Camp Randall Carnival with Whack a Gopher. Just think about that. Just whack it. Whack the gopher.
It's clever.
You got,
yeah, but
you got
what about
Oregon
the setup? Like,
that's
got,
what I'm thinking. There's a cost.
There's a cost.
That's
all
donated.
This, we just
that's
get...
donated.
Oh.
That's donated
oh,
by the carnival.
Oh, okay.
The carnival donates.
The carnival.
That's
the name of the company cutting the check.
The Camp Randall Carnival.
So we're assuming carnies have enough money to donate their stuff?
Yeah. Yep.
That they're gonna especially create for Wisconsin because you know instead of having
okay
you know,
make it $20.
Well, you could probably just pop like a head on the mole, a gopher head on
yeah,
the mole.
You could yeah, you can do it economically.
Oh, is that free too?
You just stick like Oregon
right,
in front
I think,
of Oregon Duck
I think,
Hunter.
I just
so,
want
so
to stick
review,
with the Quick
review.
Trip
yeah,
roundup.
Ben, you're right.
Roundup.
Ben, you're right.
Badger Roast, Camp Randall Carnival. Jump around, bounce
okay.
house. That's so good. They're
Greg
jumping,
chimes in as
jumping.
A corporate Quick Trip employee. This
oh.
is the best here, Brad, out he's ever heard.
Yeah,
Quick
yeah.
Trip.
That's
let's
why
implement.
I wanted to stay there.
Let's that, implement it. And he knows these transactions. Quick Trip. Shout out to Quick Trip.
So, Brad, I will say this. You're absolutely right. That
$20 million.
That was the first idea was really good. And here's the thing is that you're on to something with the Quick Trip because they are a staple of in Wisconsin. And I think if they say the right thing as they usually do. They make people happy when they walk out that door.
Yeah.
You know,
see
get
next
you some
time.
Free air, you know what I'm saying, for your tire.
Yeah.
You go ahead and people want to round up that extra 49 cents. Oh yeah, to the NIL
yeah,
so we don't
easy,
suck anymore.
Easy money.
And then but you gotta grow. Guess what else is a staple of Wisconsin?
Oh, I like it, Kyle. I like it.
Culver's.
Oh,
Culver's gonna hit right. Okay, I got so for my, you know, for my little burger and my cheese curds, I'm at, you know, 45. Well, I got 55 for, you know, Wisconsin getting quarterback. I'll round up another one. Cousins. Because it's a better bread, better sub, better football. Better football, baby. And Donald Driver already cheesing. Already cheesing for him. But Brad, you own something.
We are going to win a national championship.
We are. I mean, and then, you know. And then the last one is Kohl's Department Store.
Kohl's Department Store.
They're a local staple.
Sure are.
They're a staple. And matter of fact, what they can do, they should lie to other states, because all these places in other states and say it's towards some good, and then send it to us.
Oh, wow. Deceive them.
Rob Peter to pay Paul.
The Wisconsin
Roundup.
You're just
getting too far like Brad did.
I'm telling you, you talk about Culver's, Cousins, Kohl's.
Yeah.
And Quick Trip, and all K's or C's.
Help kids go to college. Help kids eat in college.
Yes.
That's what it's for.
You're funding hungry college kids.
And education.
And education. Who wouldn't say no to that?
Yeah, that's why you tell them.
We're going to have a $100 million roster. We are going to win every national championship from here going forward.
JD and Fondy tries grading Here Brad Out, but I'm here to defend Here Brad Out. 10% of $358 million is $305
million.
$35 million.
And that is wrong. But by the way, the math was we were going to take 10% of all transactions and then do the 49% on or 49 cents on average.
Yes. 350 million Quick Trip transactions. Take 10% of that. That's 3.8 million transactions times 49 cents, $17 million.
Does that include gas or does that include in-store?
That's both.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Well, so that's just per customer. So you might fill up in the gas tank and go
inside.
It's
too late, though, on the gas. Because once I'm done, if they ask me to round up after gas, I'm going to tell them no. I'm going to be honest.
Why?
I'm
say, for a quarterback?
No, listen. Gas is different. I'm already trying to save on gas.
But you do like the click, click, click to get a little bit extra in there? You know?
I don't. I stop at perfect numbers, 10, 20, 30, 40.
It can do that for you. It'll do that for you. It'll round up the dollar.
Ooh,
perfect
ooh,
number.
You know the selection? Would you like to round up your gas to the nearest Badger Roundup?
Yes, exactly. Round up your gas to the nearest dollar for your local Badger.
They will get you. If they said, hey, do you want to round up to the next dollar to go towards Badgers football? And, I went to 20 is 21, and, I would do it.
You know, on the screen, too, a floating W would come out. You know, a roar of Camp Randall. You'd be suckered in just like me.
I would be.
I'd be like, yeah, Brad, what's 30 cents?
Brad, the second two ideas sucked. I don't know where you got those
from. Badger Roast and Camp Randall Carnival is pretty good.
No, they suck. They suck.
Just take your W and take your L's.
Let's contact Quick Trip. I feel like this might be something that we need to take this idea in. How much I love Wisconsin. If this idea comes to life, KBN wants the residuals.
100%.
Yes, right here. We're hearing residuals. It now. This is recorded. It is May 28th at 3:34. We came up. I came up.
No. Keep going.
No, he said we.
He said we.
We.
You know what? There's something for everybody. Yeah. Come on, KBN.
We'll figure it out the back.
Yeah.
Just like they'll figure it out, too. Like, we're trusting Quick Trip to do the roundups, right? You know, they're not going to take any of the extras. You know what I'm saying? No, they would never. We love them. And we also have Weedman. It's a Weedman Wednesday. Go to weedman.com to get 50% off your first treatment, half off at weedman.com. Golf course quality, fertilizer, effective weed control, and kid and pet friendly. You get everything you need with Weedman. Go to weedman.com. Love Weedman Wednesday. And the Brewers won 6-5 in extras.
Yes, sir.
All right.
A good Here Brad Out and a good result for the Milwaukee Brewers.
The sweep, right? Bring out the Brewers, baby.
Hey,
it's a good sign.
Finally.
This is a good sign. First sweep of the year. First sweep in four in a row. And guess what? We don't need Brewers math to know what's a sweep. We don't need Brewers math to know that they're game.
63-yard field goal by Salvatore to win the game.
We don't know.
Salvatore.
We don't.
You're ruining this. This was me and Strofe.
Oh, wow. He's not welcome
really
to the Brewers.
And Ben stole it.
No. What we're supposed to do is he goes and we all go together.
So it's like this, Kyle.
Brewers!
They don't have the time.
But you're the only one that didn't participate.
I know, because they jump in right away.
All right, you want to try
again? There's a pause. We got to let it breathe
a little bit. All right, we'll try again.
So exciting, though.
Go.
That was better, guys.
And they're a game over 500, so I don't care what you say in Brewers math. I just know in real math, my team is surging.
No Brewers math. Kyle's happy. We're next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Top five of my guys.
That's a great idea.
Why
aren't they doing it?
Me?
I was just putting myself in the ranking.
He loves himself.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
3-1. Popped him up into center field. Backing up is Rafaela. Still going back. This ball is carrying. This is going to end the game, I think. Rafaela, the catch. Tagging from third, Freeland. Throw home is late. Brewers have done it 2 days in a row. Walk-off winners in the 10th inning.
That audio courtesy of our sister station, 620 WTMJ and the Brewers Radio Network. Josh Maurer on the call as the Brewers sweep the Red Sox. If my math is correct, I believe I was crying not too long ago about getting blanked 4 out of 5, and they've won 8 of the last 11. No, that seems too much.
No, I think that's right.
Yeah, it is right. So maybe I just complain more and good things will happen.
I'm feeling good.
It's good to be on a little bit of a hot streak after what they went through.
Especially, look, they still, I got Quintana watching from the dugout. I got Brandon Woodruff still making rehab starts. I mean, like, they're still, I mean, the bullpen is absolutely maxed to the death.
Yeah.
And they pulled this off. Freddie had 60 pitches at the top of the third inning. I'm like, please go deep for the love of God, help the team out. But they found a way to gut out another win. And they are one game above 500. And despite everything that has gone against them, it doesn't mean they're a perfect team. But goodness gracious, there's a lot of teams that would have quit. Pat Murphy is a great manager. Even after he made the comments of it, let's be honest, let's not act like we wouldn't go spend a lot of money. We don't have a ton of depth. Nobody complained and cried. They just kept going to work. You need your stars to star. Yelich had a walk-off grand slam yesterday. Obviously, today, gutted out. Gutted it out.
Came back.
These are the type of victories that build character. And I will say, once you hit Memorial Day, gosh, it was amazing to see. Strofe, you were there. What did that crowd feel like?
Electric.
Electric.
That what Mark Antanasio said. That's what he wanted. He wanted the crowd to feel
it. It was summer fun because summer's officially here. It was a summer full of family memories. Your daughter was with you, Ben. Family memories.
Yeah, but again.
And Mark Antanasio gave you that.
He sure did. He might not have given you a lot of players.
While we're dragging Ben down. While we're dragging Ben down, it's the happiest he's been all day by a metric mile. The Red Sox aren't very good.
They're not playing well. I mean, they have plenty. Bregman's on IL. And see, now you're going to take me deep.
Yeah, you're not going to apologize.
Bregman's on IL.
They sweep.
Devers is a freaking stud. You beat Crochet in the first game. Here's the thing.
That's how you say it, Crochet.
Garrett Crochet.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What? How did you think you said it?
I thought it was.
So, like, overall, yes. Like,
you don't even know who that is.
He's a pitcher, and he played for the White Sox before, and they traded
for him. I don't care if it's the Red Sox.
About?
I don't care if it's the Rockies, who have 9 wins. I don't even think they've gotten 10 yet. They swept a team, and they needed to sweep a team, and they did it heading into out of Memorial Day weekend. And it's good to be a Brewers fan right now after there were some turbulent times with the bats.
This is a great time.
Let's go.
The Brewers are
Look, if we're being honest, I did this with Strofe during the break. I mean, this is how they're doing. They're winning 6-5.
It's a miracle.
With as I'm looking at it, you got Isaac Collins played okay, but like he's not an everyday left fielder. He's 0-5 today. Caleb Durbin, thank God, the last 2 weeks has been a great ball player. Joey Ortiz is still out there batting 180. Like this is the back end. I need more Bowers. Good with Bowers, but like that's hard to continue to win with. And they're finding a way with all the injuries at pitching to be one game above 500.
I think when the pitching gets healthy, the Brewers are going to have a chance. Now hitting, I'm guys got to turn it around.
But even with the pitching being not healthy and unhealthy, the pitching staff has done pretty admirable.
And that's the thing.
The bullpen's just been a little taxed because they haven't been able to go as deep because they got a lot of guys injured and you got young arms. You're not going to let them go as deep, so you're just they got a lot of things they're juggling, and they're one game above 500.
I know I've done my Salvatore thing now for years about Sal Frelick because I always thought he didn't get the respect he deserved.
He is so good for this
team. The last 2 weeks, he's hitting about 400. Today, he had as many hits as the rest of the team combined. Cool. He was 4-for-5 today. Scored the game-winning run. He had that great double play yesterday. Had a crucial hit in the 9th inning yesterday. He has been so good for this team.
Yeah.
Sal has the last few weeks. And really, like to Benny's point, it was looking a little dicey there for a minute. But this is the response this Brewers team needed to generate some excitement heading into a crucial stretch in the season to stay in the mix in the NL Central. They're back over 500. Finally got that elusive sweep. This is big. This is exciting. This is good.
And it's not like we're doing this 1 month into the season. We're doing this six football NFL games out of a 17-game season.
That's a good chunk. You start to know who you are.
Ben, you want me to
games.
Fire it up? You just say the word.
The third of the season. No, we did Brewers math, and if you missed Brewers math, if you're just joining us on Kyle, Bruss, and Nortman, I don't think 100.5 ESPN has yet. They probably have the post-game show going, but if you have just joined us and you want to hear something about this game that makes no sense to the game that we just talked about, are you saying they shouldn't go back and listen?
Question. So the Brewers are now through how many games with Brewers math?
Six NFL games.
Okay, and what is their record through these games?
29-28. Oh no, 3-3 for the.
So wait, this is what Brewers math is. A team can be over 500 in reality, but 3-3 in Brewers math.
The reality is they're 3-3.
It's time for baseball math.
On his way to third is Meyer. The throw is great, and they got him. Oh, what a throw by Sal!
Sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Oh my goodness, Christian Yelich. He walks it off in grand fashion.
Let's How long is this imaging?
On KBN.
Yes, Kyle, the Brewers are 29-28, and that equals 57 games, which equals for every one football game is every 9.5 baseball games, because 17 baseball games in Brewers math is 162. 9.5 times 17 is 162.
Okay, this is the 100th time you guys told me that. Okay.
All right, so although they are 29-28, they are 3-3 in Brewers math, because at any point over the next two games, that's not even a full quarter of a football game.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be losing, they could be winning. They're 3-3. There's still a lot of ball game left in this next football game of Brewers math.
And it's like they're 3-3, but you got some tiebreakers, right?
Now, it always goes too far.
A winning record in the division. You have a higher point.
Always goes
You always have a higher point differential. You got a winning record in the division, some head-to-head. It's your 500, but if you look deep, you're a little bit ahead of 500, relatively speaking.
So I wasn't understanding a word you just said.
So how many
Brewers math?
So what do the Brewers need to do to be 4-3 in their next 9.5 games?
See, the beautiful thing about Brewers math is you don't project.
You let the math tell you when you get through 9.5 games.
Math tells you. You don't tell math.
But what if they win 5 of their next 7? Then they're objectively 4-3, right?
You got to wait 9.5 games.
But then
you can't,
if they were in theory, obviously this would never happen. But if they were to lose their next 40 games. 40.
Yes.
Would they then in reverse actually be like 3-5? Would you have to change the record in retrospect?
No, I think they'd be worse than 3-5.
Oh, so once they'd achieve a certain record at some point in the season, it does not stick.
We would like to not change the record.
But Brewer's math, the math is going to tell you where you're at.
Yeah.
Things are fluid.
Yes.
I'm still having trouble wrapping my head around how this works. I'm starting to
like it. Oh, he's coming down. He's finally coming off what he had.
No, I
because now he's starting to like
it. You can't live in hypotheticals with Brewer math. Brewer math is concrete.
No, but
it's a hypothetical.
We do live in hypotheticals because this is not a football season.
It is hypothetical.
We are living strictly in hypotheticals.
You can't project hypotheticals.
Stop talking.
Strofe finally. So Strofe has come down off the excitement.
We got to go to break. Strofe, you're killing me with that long imaging.
Yeah, come on, Strofe. The Brewers won. Let's do it.
Yeah, it was my fault. You're right.
It was. It just nobody on the air knows it.
It was your fault, Strofe. What are you silent for? Go to break, like he said.
Oh, was that not you going to break?
Yes.
Well, we didn't play it. Press the button.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is
crazy.
I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Maybe we're just trying too hard when really it's closer than it is too far. Cause I'm in it too deep.
The Brewers walk it off in the 10th. Sal Frelick scores the run on a sack fly from Caleb Durbin.
All right, now, Brew Crew.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman with Strofe running the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. lot of Packers conversation today on the program.
Yeah. Go, Pack, go.
Nice adding.
It's OTAs, you know?
Yeah. I would love to talk Packers.
Here's the thing.
But I got to talk Brewers, Matt.
We have Brad, who we learned loves affirmation. Strofe takes the affirmation that Brad likes and uses it to reel him in.
Strofe, don't let that skinny frame confuse you.
You're, Kyle, the very same way as it comes to the Green Bay Packers. You came into the show prep and you said, I really want somebody to tweet something good about, like, a Packers defensive end so I feel better.
Yeah,
I mean, OTAs, dude. Okay, they're in shorts and a t-shirt.
It's hard to learn anything. No physicality.
No, I get it. I get it. I understand it's hard
also,
to tell before you put
everyone,
pass on.
But are you going to learn LVN looks stronger?
No.
Sean Gary.
I've got a third point, actually, and it actually has nothing to do with OTAs, let alone the validation that you are seeking from the defensive ends. And it would be the following. Mm-hmm. Kyle, if you need an OTA's tweet to fire you up for football season, you're clearly not as big of a Packer backer as you claim to be.
What are you talking about? So you're telling me I'm not a Packer backer.
I actually had a different angle, Strofe. I was saying if he needs an OTA's tweet to affirm that somebody is doing something in OTA's to make him feel better about his team— then he actually doesn't have that much confidence in his own team.
No, that's
a fan and no confidence.
No,
Brad is just over
I'm
here.
Amazed. Wow, the slander.
No, this is what y'all got.
A fan and doesn't believe.
This is what you guys have to understand is that for me as a Packers fan, I'm a realistic Packers fan. I love my team, and I just want to know out of some of the young guys that we have on this roster, there's a position that's important, and it's the defensive line. And we did not address that with any premium picks. We did not address it in the offseason with free agency. So when I look at this, I need for the Green Bay Packers to have some young guy pop. That's what I'm looking for.
Welcome to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, 100.5 ESPN Madison, and goodbye to 100.5 ESPN Madison, who gets Jim, Matt, and Molly coming up next at 4 o'clock. On 100.5 ESPN.
Enjoy that haircut.
They missed an electric 2 hours.
Great show for us today on ESPN Madison.
Dude, electric. Hope you enjoyed the Brewers walk-off victory. You got the Dam Sports Show in Beaver Dam coming up next, and we are right here on 94.5 ESPN and streaming on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman. In 2 minutes, do not go anywhere.